All right, so the first reading, actually, I'm going to do it in reverse. Normally, you know, tradition says we do the second reading, and then we do the gospel, and we do the gospel last because it's the gospel. But I would much rather you hear the gospel, because you've already heard the psalm, and we know that Jesus was very familiar with the psalms, right? So he would have had, in any of his teachings, what is taught to us in the psalms, in those songs, in that poetry, in his mind. So let's hear the gospel, and then we will hear some wisdom coming from the writer of the letter of James. First, in Mark, starting with the 9th chapter, 38th verse, John spoke up, and he said, "Teacher, we saw someone using your name to expel demons, and we stopped them because they weren't in our group." And Jesus wasn't pleased. "Don't stop them. No one can use my name to do something good and powerful, and in the next breath, cut me down. If they are not an enemy, they are an ally." Amen. Let me say that again. If they are not an enemy, they are an ally. "Why anyone, by just giving you a cup of water in my name, is on our side. Count on it. God will notice. On the other hand, if you give one of these simple childlike believers a hard time, bullying or taking advantage of their simple trust, you'll soon wish you hadn't. You'd be better off dropped in the middle of the lake with a millstone around your neck."
Wow, that's brutal.
"If your hand or your foot gets in God's way, chop it off and throw it away. You're better off maimed or lame and alive than the proud owner of two hands, 2 feet in the godless furnace of eternal fire." Hello. You think he's getting a little dramatic here? "And if your eye distracts you from God, pull it out and throw it away. You're better off one-eyed and alive than exercising your 20/20 vision from inside the fire of hell. Everyone is going through a refining fire sooner or later, but you will be well preserved and protected from eternal flames. Be preservatives yourselves. Preserve the peace." Hello. He sounds like an evangelist, didn't he?
A little bit.
Now, you know, one of the problems that we have in the church is they take a reading like this and they take it literally, right? You know, and then they try to hide behind, "Well, you know, Jesus is giving us this really hard stuff." That's why I said that all three readings tied together. Do you remember what Psalm said? What you heard in Psalm 19? And now you got Jesus and his teaching, which is kind of, let's say what it is, it's fire and brimstone. But let's see then what gets said in James that might be helpful to us. "Are you hurting? Pray. Do you feel great? Sing. Are you sick? Call the church leaders together to pray and to anoint you with oil in the name of the Master. Believing prayer will heal you, and Jesus will put you on your feet. And if you've sinned, you'll be forgiven, healed inside and out. Make this your common practice. Confess." Now, where's Paul?
They're behind you.
Behind you.
Paul, you have to verify for me that you and I have not talked this week about the sermon, right?
That
or the
read. Correct, sir.
Okay, good. So listen to this. Make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. Man walked in here and confessed his sins. So that you can live together whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. Elijah, for instance, a human just like us, prayed hard that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't. Not a drop for 3.5 years. Then he prayed that it would rain, and it did. The showers came, and everything started growing again. My dear friends, if you know people who have wandered off from God's truth, do not write them off. Go after them. Get them back, and you will have rescued precious lives from destruction and prevented an epidemic of wandering away from God. That fire and brimstone that you heard from Jesus, does this now not make a little bit of sense? Because it isn't about actually chopping off your hand or gouging out your eye. It's about what we were talking about this morning. It's about taking care of your relationship with God. And because you take care of your relationship with God, your life, who you are, becomes the living testimony to a loving God. Think about that. Think about that the next time you want to tell somebody where to get off. Now, you know, again, there are weird things that happen. I've always said that God has a way of sending us messages. And, you know, at staff, we've been talking the last couple of months about what we should do. Should we, you know, tinkering. You know, tinkering with the worship service, tinkering with that, tinkering with that. And lo and behold, this week we got an email, and I am not going to tell you who sent this email, but it is a person who's been involved with the church off and on over the last 15 years. They're not always here. They're not always happy with us. But they do understand what this church is about. And here's a portion of the email that they sent me. Pastor, our church over the years is so small, and so many that go to that church are so frightened, and we are so damaged, that we retreat to a place of safety, a place where we cannot be hurt. We go to a place of comfort, a place where we will not be judged, a place where if we don't have the answers, no one will mind, a place where things are predictable, and if they're not, it's okay, a place without too many surprises, just some good ones, and no unexpected danger. That is what Gentle Spirit Christian Church has been over the years. All of us need a place of healing, a place of peace, a place where we do not have to struggle every moment, a place where we can rest secure in the knowledge that we are safe, a place where we can gather strength. I pray that Gentle Spirit Christian Church, with its warm embrace, will continue to be such a place. That is what you are for. It is meant to be a place of refuge, a place of strengthening, a place where God's people are prepared and fed to service God in the larger world. Gentle Spirit Christian Church was meant to be an open place. Don't let anybody tell you any differently. It is open for others to come in and for us to go out. It is a place where little children are welcome instead of being told to mind their place and not to bother you or the rest of the congregation. It is a place where those lives have been shattered by the agony of divorce, homophobia, racism, and sexism may feel that there is hope for a new life instead of being told that they are offensive to God. A place where those who have experienced the ripping and tearing of life, as it can put us through sometimes, is a place where healing and peace take place. Pastor, continue to encourage Gentle Spirit Christian Church to do such. I will see you soon. There you have it. If you need to know what to do this week, quit pointing fingers. The Pope, nobody's going to agree with the Pope 100%. We don't agree with each other 100%. But folks, understand the message. Jesus is telling us on one hand, you don't have to be a part of this group in order to be a part of God. If you're doing justice, if you're being merciful and walking humbly with God, then they'd be for us. If you are not my enemy, then you are my friend. God bless you.